flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Ryan from Spanaways. Ryan, are you there?
I am here.
Are you sure? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was.
Ooh.
Gotta be freaking kidding me.
Let's get Steve a loss. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ryan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can best all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What fast food restaurant rolled out Pokemon Happy Meals?
McDonald's.
Correct. Alfred Pennyworth is the butler for what superhero?
Batman.
Yes. Who was the first female artist to have over 5 million album sales?
Madonna.
Correct. Which bird is capable of hovering in place like a helicopter?
Hummingbird.
Yes. What is the sun's outermost layer of the atmosphere called?
Pass.
Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci starred in what 80s sports movie?
Pass.
Which U.S. state has the nickname The Last Frontier?
Pennsylvania?
No.
Wyoming?
No.
Nebraska?
No. Which NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 1980s?
Cowboys?
No.
Pass.
Fruit, house, and horse are all types of what insect?
Fly.
Correct. The Atari was founded in what decade?
50s?
No.
70s.
Yes, the 70s. Ryan, you got 6 correct.
All right.
Not quite as good as last time.
And you missed one of the cheat sheet questions, but that's okay, because we know for sure Steve didn't hear the cheat sheet. So hopefully he won't know any of them. I think it's going to be a close one, though.
Steve? I think it is, too.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, apparently I am.
Yes.
Yes. What fast food restaurant rolled out Pokemon Happy Meals?
Oh, I feel like it's going to be chaos over there. McDonald's.
Yes,
people go crazy
too.
Over these Pokemon things.
Alfred Pennyworth is the butler for what superhero?
Batman?
Correct.
I didn't even know he had a last name.
Who was the first female artist to have over 5 million album sales?
Taylor Swift.
No. Good guess, though.
First. Cindy Lauper.
No.
Madonna.
Yes. Which bird is capable of hovering in place like a helicopter?
An owl.
No.
A woodpecker.
No.
I don't know. A pigeon?
No. What is the sun's outermost layer of the atmosphere called?
The core?
No.
The outermost layer?
No.
Pass.
Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci starred in what 80s sports movie?
Raging Bull.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the nickname The Last Frontier?
New Hampshire?
No.
Delaware?
No.
Arkansas?
No. Which NFL team won the most Super Bowls in the 1980s?
Is that the San Francisco 49ers?
It is. Oh. Fruit, house, and horse are all types of what insect?
Fruit, house, fly.
Correct.
Wow.
And with that, Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a tie, 6-6. Congratulations, Ryan, on tying.
Hey, thank you very much. Can I give out a quick shout out?
Yes.
I just wanted to say to everybody at Monarch Plumbing out of Puyallup, you guys have a wonderful day and kill it out there.
Hell yeah.
Lay that pipe.
Woo! He did know the bird that's capable of hovering in place like a helicopter is a hummingbird.
Duh.
Taryn, what is the sun's outermost layer of the atmosphere called?
Corona.
Yes.
Okay, was that a cheat sheet?
Sure was.
Okay, I was going to say, how do you know that?
Never would have known.
No.
Do you know which U.S. state has the nickname The Last Frontier?
California? I do.
No, what is it?
Alaska.
Look at you, and that was not on the cheat sheet. You would have killed it, Taryn.
That's right.
Well, congrats on tying.
You know, the weather is pretty cold, and we have some merch in the Rock Shop that can help keep you warm. We have a couple brand new KISW Rock flannels, plus a pullover sweatshirt, perfect for the winter weather. You can grab yours now over at KISW.com. Our phone number is 206-803-ROCK, and something happened during the Ichiro press conference that leads us to having a very simple question to ask our rockaholics. But we need for you to call us right now so we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask you that simple question after the White Stripes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, the Mariners announced that Ichiro's number, the 51 jersey, will be retired by the Mariners during a pregame ceremony that's going to happen at T-Mobile Park on August 9th. He will join Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, and Jackie Robinson as the only players with retired numbers in franchise history.
And did you see the press conference? Because they made the announcement. I don't think Ichiro knew, because you could just tell. I mean, his eyes just started watering up.
Very overcome.
It was pretty awesome.
It's truly my honor and privilege to announce that the Mariners are retiring your number 51 jersey. After your induction in Cooperstown this summer, we'll hold a ceremony here at T-Mobile Park on August 9th.
And also, the announcer, he's fighting back some tears as well.
In his feelings.
And officially retire your number 51 next to Hall of Famers Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, and Jackie Robinson for permanent display in center field at our great ballpark.
Awesome.
This leads us to our simple question. And we will start with Troy from Seattle. Troy, what was the time that you were brought, what was the last time where you were brought tears of joy?
Oh, I don't think I told Sarah the last time. I think I told her the one that still brings tears to me. And by the way, I really enjoyed your party on, Sunday night.
Oh, that was a blast.
Troy.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, and Steve, I don't think you're 6'3" because I'm 6'3" and you seem shorter than me.
Wow. Well, you were wearing high heels, sir.
But no, love the mural on the wall too, though. That was great of Karen. Unbelievable.
Thanks, Troy.
And George and Sarah, I didn't even realize it was
Troy,
an 80s theme. I just thought that's how they dressed.
The simple question wasn't give us a review of Taryn's party. Let's hear about your story.
Sorry. So, that's also something you'll think is funny, but it's every time I hear Arms Wide Open with Creed. The first time I heard that song was the day I found out that my first son was, that my wife was pregnant with our first son.
Aww.
Oh, I could imagine that definitely would hit you in the feels.
If you heard it right now, would you cry, Steve?
Look, Dad, this is a live version. This is what you're going to get to experience when we go see them.
It brings me tears of joy for not joy. Tears of sorrow.
Our simple question, 206-803-ROCK. Let's ask Butch in Seattle. Butch, when was the last time that you were brought to tears of joy?
Right before Christmas, my daughter, who has one daughter that just turned 8, and was going to be one and done, and told me she's going to have another baby.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Cool grandpa status, yes. Times two.
Yeah, she met a new guy, and they've been engaged for, I don't know, 8 months or so, and he doesn't have any, and they decided to have one together.
That's super exciting.
Do you know if you're going to have a boy or a girl?
She doesn't know yet, and I don't think she's going to find out. I'm hoping for a boy, but...
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations, congrats. Butch. That's so cool.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hey, I love your show.
Thank you. When was the last time you were brought to tears of joy, Steve Miggs?
I was going back to your party.
Well, are you serious?
I'm very serious. Your mom brought me to tears.
And she
everything. I have to blame her. Like, I was trying to find your mom because we were at the party. I got to hang out with your dad. I don't get to see them very often, obviously. We live a little bit further from each other. So I was really fired up to just see your family there and got to see your brother as well and your sister. And then I was like, where is your mom? And I remember I said, where's your mom? Where's Rosalie? And then you took me over to her. She was sitting in this part of the of Tony V's. And she was just so excited. And she just told me some stuff just about how happy she is that we get to work together and said some stuff. And, you know, while she's talking, I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, I'm going to start crying. Like, you got to stop this. And I was like, finally, I'm like, Rosalie, you're going to make me cry. And so the eyes started watering up because she's just such an awesome person. And for her to say those kind things to me about working with you and what it means to her, it was a powerful moment.
Oh, love you, Mom.
Yeah. So and then the other time recently was when Tatum came up to me. She woke me up in the morning and just goes, Dad, you're the greatest daddy ever. And I was like, what? Like, you know, she's always said nice things, but I was like, that just hit me. And she goes, I even told mommy that. Oh. I was like, excuse me? So I was so freaking fired up. Little waterworks, right? I'm like, this is awesome. My daughter thinks I'm the greatest dad ever. Granted, I'm the only dad she's had, but you know, whatever. Go over to the Sid and I'm like, so did you hear what she said to me? And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, I heard she told you that I'm the greatest daddy ever. And Sid goes, no, she told me that I'm the greatest mommy ever. That's what she meant. Like, she said it to you, and then she also said it to me. I'm like, well, all right, I'm going to go back downstairs.
So you're not that special, Steve.
Didn't feel as good, yeah.
I legit thought you were going to follow that up with, oh, she also asked for an iPhone.
Yes. Dude, honestly, when she said that, she's like, Dad, you're the greatest daddy ever. I'm like, my first thought was, what do you want?
Yeah. What's the catch?
Like, it's 6:45 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. Why are you doing this to me?
Billy Ray Cyrus, he faced some major technical issues during a recent performance. It made for a very awkward evening. And not surprisingly, he is now being goofed on social media. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
On Monday night, Billy Ray Cyrus was a performer as part of the 2025 inauguration Liberty Ball in Washington, D.C. He had a 12-minute set, and it was full of technical difficulties. Very confusing moments. He attempted to sing Old Town Road.
And that's the Lil Nas X song that he sang with Lil Nas X. But it's actually a Lil Nas X
song. Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Going to take my horse, Old Town.
He sounds fine. I don't know why people are freaking out about this.
Oh, boy.
Sounds just like the record, right?
Old Town Road. I'm going I can't no more.
I can't no more either. So was it like 17 people that knew the words of the song?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It does not sound good.
No, not at all. No. And the next piece of audio is Billy just having a little bit of a struggle with his guitar.
Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me off. Is my guitar on, Dad? I don't hear my guitar anymore. I don't hear it. Do y'all hear this? Where's everybody at?
Did you do the, what's up with that?
Where's the banana?
That or where's a banana? I don't know.
Where's the banana?
I thought he said, where's everyone at?
Where's the banana?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's funny how when you say that now, I can hear that. Yeah,
like, we need a translator for Billy Ray Cyrus.
Where's the banana?
Or is it, where's the banana? I'm confused. I
can't no more.
I can't either, man.
Many have chosen to take to social media to share their thoughts on Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus. So let's go straight to the comments.
All right. Yep, we grabbed a couple of these posts. We sent them to our production director and just said, hey, reenact them however you like to just point out how cruel and awful people can be on social media. Are you ready for the first post? Comment about Billy Ray Cyrus's performance.
My achy breaky heart is ready.
Of course it is.
Man, Billy Ray, he makes Corey Feldman look like a rock and roll legend.
Okay, now let's not get crazy. Corey's still worse. You don't think?
Probably.
Where's the banana?
Oh, no.
This is an epic disaster.
Yeah, that's the definition of an epic disaster.
I can't no more.
Do you think, like, I mean, he maybe thought he could power through it. There was nobody behind the scenes that said, Billy, we're not letting you go out there. You sound like ass. We heard you during sound check. This is not going to go well for you.
And that's unfortunate because that means he does not have the right people around him. You know what I mean?
Right, he's surrounded by yes people.
Oh.
Looks like Rob Zombie. Sounds like
he does have a Rob Zombie vibe to him lately.
That might be the most complimentary post that we saw about all of these.
Can I just say, when I first looked up what he looked like performing this, I immediately was like, Taryn would totally do Billy Ray. This looks like your type to a T.
Dirty hippie.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Might have not showered for a few weeks.
I can't no more.
Taryn's like, no, you have to keep going.
Oh, good Lord. Watching Billy Ray Cyrus was heartbreaking. My achy breaky heart.
I don't know if you know this, but Jason, our production director, hates song puns or any kind of puns in any of the comments.
Slow hanging fruit.
I can't no more.
All right, we have one more comment about Billy Ray Cyrus.
I'd rather listen to Creed than ever listen to that again.
Was that you?
I can't no more.
No, because I'd still rather listen to Billy Ray.
Oh,
where's the banana?
Poor Billy Ray Cyrus.
He'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine.
I know his family members are a little concerned, though.
Yeah, I saw his son Trace had shared a social media post that the whole family's worried that Billy Ray's been, you know, kind of pushing everybody away. So something's going on there. Hopefully, they get some resolution.
Well, it'll make for a great documentary about the rise and fall and rise and fall. And rise and fall of Billy Ray Cyrus.
I will watch.
Yes.
Why did a TV announcer say this on a popular game show?
Daniel, easy on our host, but celebrate with $40,000.
We're going to find out what's trending after Tool.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up and getting moving with your morning and trying to get a grasp on what is happening out there in the world of pop culture can be a lot. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Ryan Seacrest got knocked down on a recent episode of Wheel of Fortune.
I think I said knocked up. I'm like, wait a second. I know he does everything, but now we've gone too far.
A contestant went to hug him after a pretty dramatic win, and then the guy, because he was much larger than Ryan, there was just a shift in weight, and down went Ryan Seacrest.
10 seconds. Good luck.
Guppies?
Yes.
Oh,
you got it. That's it. You did it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Daniel, easy on our host, but celebrate with $40,000.
I love the announcer. He's just like, hey, chill out, buddy. Good thing that's not Pat Sajak. Could have broke his hip.
Well, Ryan Seacrest is also very fragile, so.
At least a little bit younger, though, right?
Slightly younger.
I would actually, there's a documentary coming out, and I usually wouldn't think about going to see like a music documentary in theaters unless like, we were going to do like an interview, and like, okay, gotta go. I'll just wait till I can watch it at home. But this one I think would be kind of fun. It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and it's going to be on IMAX theaters. So I kind of imagine the visuals and the audio are just going to be on another level. It's going to be in theaters on February 7th, and then it'll be in other theaters as well on February 14th. A perfect Valentine's Day gift if you have a Led Zeppelin fan in your life. And there's a teaser for the film that just came out where we learn they start talking about like the first time they all got together, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham, and what song they were going to play when they first got together. It was obviously a cover.
I said, the first number that I want to do is Train Kept a Rolling.
Train Kept a Rolling. So, do you know it? I went,
no.
He said, well, it's a 12 bar and it's done around. It's got this riff. Okay, count it in. And that was it. And the room just exploded.
We just kept playing it and doing like solo breaks and all the rest of it, and Robert's improvising.
I'd never heard anything like it. Oh, I was expecting some cool soul singer. There's this screaming maniac with this fantastic voice and a fantastic range, you know. I was like, what are you doing up there? You hurt yourself, man.
I do love he referred to Robert Plant as a screaming maniac. Do you know the song by the Yardbirds?
Play it.
All right. The look on Sarah's face.
This is
priceless.
Horrible. Taryn, please, are you really for real grooving out for this?
I bet you like the chorus.
No, I don't like their voice.
This is like forever ago. They didn't have auto-tune.
It's they
like
need
the,
it.
It's like the story of two blondes sitting next to you. You got Taryn, who anything you play, she starts grooving.
She will find greatness in anything.
And Sarah, for the most part, will just hate everything that you do.
She will find a turd in everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really hurts my ears.
Is it the recording quality that's bothering you? Or
no,
is it just
the high-pitched of the voice, and it's squeaky, and it...
This was like so many of those bands back in those days. Like even the Beatles had that kind of a sound too.
And guess what? I hate the Beatles too.
Oh my gosh. Fair point.
That's at least you're on brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She doesn't like anything. It's very frustrating. She does like it though when someone beats Steve.
I love that.
And that does happen from time to time. It actually happens quite frequently in 2025. If you would like to play the game Beat Migs, you can give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. His record is 19 wins, 16 losses, and 3 ties in 2025. And we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.